The second wave, relationship trust, is all about behavior, consistent behavior. It's about learning how to interact with others in ways that increase trust and avoid interacting in ways that destroy it. More specifically, it's about the 13 behaviors that are common to high-trust leaders and people throughout the world. These behaviors are powerful because they are based on principles that govern trusting relationships. They grow out of the four cores we just discussed. They are actionable, that is, they can be implemented immediately. And they are universal. They can be applied in any relationship with your boss, peers, associates, customers, spouse, children, extended family, or friends. I want to introduce you to these 13 behaviors and the basic concepts behind each of them. Remember, you can delve deeper into all of them at our website, speedoftrust.com. These 13 behaviors require a combination of both character and competence. The first five behaviors flow initially from character, the second five behaviors from competence, and the last three behaviors from an almost equal mix of character and competence. This is important to recognize because generally, the quickest way to decrease trust is to violate a behavior of character, while the quickest way to increase trust is to demonstrate a behavior of competence.